Boyer.
Bob Weiner.
Hi, Bob. Nice to meet you.
Welcome to the Newcastle County Aging Subcommittee meeting. I'm Councilwoman Diller, and if we can just go around and say our names for the purposes of the record. Carol, would you like to start?
Sure. Carol Boyer, community member.
Deborah Young, Empowerability LLC.
Susan Eggert with the Department of Community Services.
Joseph Day, Department of Land Use.
Bob Weiner, Newcastle County Councilman.
Renee Bensley, Legislative Aid to Councilwoman Diller.
Okay, very good. If everyone has had a chance to review the minutes from February 28th, we don't need an official vote, but if you see any corrections, let us know and we'll add those. I think we have everybody who was involved on our list.
Okay. Look good to me.
Okay, very good. I'd like to do an update on our proposed universal design legislation. One of the things that we're still doing is completing edits, but we hope to get that over to land use and then for the May Plus meeting. That's our timeline. And then that would come back to the planning board, and so we're hoping that it would be, you know, that we would be able to bring it to the land use committee probably in September and then move it forward. Joe, do you have any updates at all?
No, not at all. I think the last version that was sent down, as far as I know, there's no corrections to be done to it. And when you're ready, we're ready to send it to law and finance and make sure that that everything gets done on that end.
Has Carol Doolin taken a look at it?
That's what Renee and Carol are taking a look at it now before it goes any further.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm hoping that I'll be able to finish with it this week and then send it over to Carol, and then from once Carol's had a look at it, send it over to law and finance to have them review it.
Very good.
So,
Lisa, could you help me with the, you said the PLUS meeting?
Yes. That's the state, is it a board or commission, Bob? You
have it's a state planning office. It's a, and the acronym stands for Land Use Planning, and the various agencies in the state review certain draft ordinances that fall within their rubric.
Okay.
And this would be one of them.
Okay.
So they make comments and a recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, it will be introduced to council before we move it on to PLUS.
Oh, okay.
Part of the deal.
Okay.
But they review anything that would be that would involve, you know, like changes to our code, and this would certainly fall under their purview.
Mm-hmm. So when do you anticipate being able to get it to council?
Well, it will be introduced before it goes mm-hmm. on to PLUS.
And you're aiming for May?
Yeah.
For PLUS. Okay, got it.
So we would hopefully complete the edits and then get it to council at one of the April meetings. That would give us time to get it on the PLUS agenda for May.
Okay.
And then it comes back to our planning board. And then, you know, if everything goes well, we can then get it, you know, if it's to the planning board in June or July, what we may end up with is waiting until after the break to bring it back to the land use committee.
August break.
Yeah, the August break. Mm-hmm. We break in September and then come back in September and then put it forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
It's a little more complicated because it needs the PLUS review, which
right.
also means it needs a planning board review. But, I mean, I don't anticipate that there will be problems. I think it's just a matter of things take a little longer under these circumstances than mm-hmm. another type of legislation would.
Okay. Thank you.
Has the Newcastle County Board of Realtors had the opportunity to see this? I think they'd be pleased with it.
We have actually, I haven't contacted the realtors. We have talked to the home builders. I mean,
mm-hmm.
of course, we've had representation there, but sure, we can I don't see any reason we can't.
Send them a courtesy copy.
Send them a courtesy copy. Yeah,
yeah. I think they'd send it out to their membership, and they'd be pleased to see it.
I think that we've touched a lot of bases, and people mm-hmm. have been generally very favorable with it. And
I know their customers are yeah. going to want to see this.
So
an aging okay. customer base.
I think it's good that we did get the home builders involved to get their comments. I think that
yeah.
that worked out well. Mm-hmm. So, but that's a good suggestion. We can send it to them as a courtesy copy.
Mm-hmm.
I know good idea. I'm sorry. I know that previously there was discussion about also education of the consumers in regards to this option. Is there
right.
has anything moved forward with that or any other?
Well, actually, Kim Iappolucci from AARP has put together a brochure on universal design
okay.
that they actually have on their website that would contain some of the suggestions that we have in the legislation.
Okay.
The other thing is, and I forgot to bring the article with me, but we got a nice shout out in the AARP bulletin. It didn't say specifically this piece of legislation, but it mentioned that we were bringing legislation forward on universal design. So, AARP, I think, has worked with us to try and get the information out there. When Kim was here, we talked about the possibility of making that universal design brochure available to people and so forth. But yes, you're right. This has been part of what we want to do is use it as an education piece.
And we've had representatives from the Home Builders Association say they would be amenable to using that AARP brochure that was presented as part of their marketing for the universal design aspects.
Good. I'm an associate member of the Home Builders Association.
Okay.
And one of the things I already, they had to have building block breakfasts where you can have, members can have kind of presentations. And I've done a presentation for them on aging in place, but if they're open to it, I'd be willing to do one. And I touched on universal design, but I'd be open to doing one for universal design for them as well if it's of interest.
That would be very helpful. Yes, we've had Kevin Whitaker has been here once or twice from the Home Builders Association, and so they've been part of this in terms of the discussions. Renee, do you want to do an update on the Community Resource Fair?
Sure. We are getting back into the swing of things, and we've scheduled another Community Resource Fair. We had done, for those of you who were familiar with them, we had done them previously biannually, and they're basically targeting nonprofit and governmental agencies to come in for senior-related issues. We have them at the Newark Library. The next one is scheduled for Friday, May 11th from 10 to 2. Right now, we have 10 vendors who have signed up, and we're still getting more in. So our target is 15 to 20. We are looking specifically for outreach ideas in the community. We're planning to contact the local retirement communities and senior centers and see about potentially arranging shuttles to the Community Resource Fair. We're also looking at doing flyers to all of the local retirement communities, flyers in the libraries. We are going to send out flyers to surrounding local businesses to see if they'll post them or to advertise. In the past, we had done an ad in the New York Post, but we didn't get a whole lot of response from that, so we're probably not going to do that this time. But any other, am I missing anything?
I think we've also talked about maybe doing some flyers for the senior homes, in the Newark area with the Newark Housing Authority. There's
yeah.
you know, the high rise
oh, yeah,
plus
sure.
that one little section on George
yeah,
Reed
right
Circle
there. Yeah.
That it's would
convenient.
Be easy enough to walk
mm-hmm.
around. But, I mean, it's really one of those things that we've tried to get. The people who have come have found the information really valuable,
mm-hmm.
but it's making the link with people to get them there mm-hmm. is part of the issue. Mm-hmm. So if you have any ideas, we're more than open. Yes.
What about a press release to the News Journal?
We have done those. Jim has regularly put one together for us, and that has actually drawn, I think, probably more community members than seniors. And people have said, well, we wish you'd have something about children, and we're really trying to target it to low income and people who are unemployed too mm-hmm. to get some of this.
There's a senior column in the News Journal of events for seniors.
That's interesting. Okay.
We do try and get into like the community calendars for mm-hmm. the local.
The community calendars is a senior community calendar.
Oh, that's
churches
a good idea.
Are good.
And churches are good. Yeah, mm-hmm. we've done.
If you really, you know, if you want to pull in seniors, give them something.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah. I wonder if there are people. Most likely, like chain businesses that would give a free giveaway, little giveaway.
Oh, okay.
Well, most of the vendors do bring some kind of small
trinkets,
things like that. But
come to this fair and get a Dunkin' Donut mm-hmm. or a coupon or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an idea.
What about any of the city council members that have communications out to their constituents that could add
that's
that?
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a very good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, Ezra Temko, who probably had the biggest email list of anybody in the city of Newark, is off to graduate school. But I think that's a good idea, City of Newark.
We had talked about doing the state representatives blast emails.
That's
too.
A good mm-hmm. idea, yeah. Yeah, get with John and Ed and then...
And Terry,
right? Mm-hmm. That's good. Good suggestion, Susan. Maybe even the housing authority. I don't know. But okay. Well, those are really great suggestions. And at this point, do we have a list of who were confirmed? I mean, we have our own folks.
I didn't bring that in with me. But
that's okay. But if you know of any group that we should get to, let us know, and we'll do some outreach with them.
I know I owe you a registration. We'll be there.
Okay.
I thought you sent me yours.
Oh,
I have
you're
yours.
You're efficient than I thought.
Okay.
That happens now and then.
Yeah, I have you guys and the paramedics. I'm still waiting on the police and assessment.
Okay. So. Good.
We figured it was a good time because we would have the forms for the, for the tax credits with us and mm-hmm. see where, if we can get people signed up and mm-hmm. so forth. So... Okay, Susan, you're going to do an update on senior programming?
I just want to mention, and this, Carrie Casey with Community Development and Housing put together just some brief notes on, I'm sure you remember the additional funds that will come to the Senior Minor Home Repair Program of $424,000, one-time funds. And so we're doing some initial planning around exactly how to implement that, and they certainly that will help us deal with the 200 and some people that are on the minor home repair waiting list, and we are drafting an ordinance that we hope will be introduced in April. We'll model what we do with those funds on the grant program, the Senior Minor Home Repair Grant Program. But we are looking at making it a deferred loan product, and the amounts would be between $5,000 and $10,000 for repairs.
And that would really help people who need more repairs than the $2,500 with the minor home repair,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a revolving fund.
Exactly, that's what we're looking at, which I think makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And then related to that, we are still working on the potential to engage the Milford Housing Development Corporation and their volunteer program with helping to meet the needs on the waiting list. And Marcus is reviewing a memo to go up to Jim Robb on the risk management concerns. So we should have some feedback there. Carrie and I will be meeting very soon to talk about how that may be able to fit into this additional funding.
Okay.
What we know is that they need to be able to hire a part-time construction supervisor
in order
to make that work.
And you know, initially when we were talking about the idea of the volunteer coordinator, we had had a discussion with Habitat for Humanity because, you know, in some of the communities, they were doing this Brush of Hope program,
right,
which also involved volunteers. And mm-hmm. their reaction was the same thing. We can't really expand unless mm-hmm. we have some funds for staffing. And so I think that's just going to be consistent with any attempt to move into the volunteer issue.
Mm-hmm.
We really will need some way to have a person who's responsible for that,
mm-hmm.
which is what we've been struggling with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Since the beginning.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different scenario from where we were. But the good thing about that is that the MHDC volunteer program has a long history of success. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they've been working with volunteers since 1991.
That
was first through the RC&D program,
mm-hmm.
and then Milford Housing took them in. So, you know, I'm really comfortable with them as being an organization that can help. That could administer a really successful volunteer program.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be really great.
That's, you know, to have that in conjunction with this additional funding.
It's terrific.
It changes everything.
Yeah. This is really where we had hoped we
mm-hmm.
would be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very exciting to see this. So.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Anything else, Susan, in terms of senior programming?
I'd like to just mention a couple of things, just to make sure that everybody knows about the Platinum Picnic date. That's June 6th, and it will be at Banning Park, and it's 10 to 2. So I wanted to make sure that you had that. And we continue to expand what we're doing for seniors, especially in the Hocessin area. I brought some of these additional happenings guides if anybody needs them, but some examples are that we're doing some games nights at Hocessin, a memory lane kind of just sharing histories, and then some scrapbooking, that sort of
mm-hmm.
thing. We had the Senior Services Expo on the 20th at Rockwood, and that was attended by about 75 seniors.
Okay.
And that was in conjunction with RSVP, the,
mm-hmm.
the National Service Program. And so, you know, I also would like to forward on to you the electronic version of the Ab Jones newsletter, because it really gives you an idea of everything that they're doing there. It's really an amazing calendar that they have. So that's the Ab Jones Senior Center. Back to Hocessin, we are in conversation looking at the potential to offer a hot meal at Hocessin Activity Center.
Okay.
So we're talking with the congregate meal providers to see what's possible there.
That would be very exciting,
mm-hmm.
because it really, as I understand the Hocessin facility, it was originally a senior center, right? Wasn't it that part of the original?
Not that I know of.
Interesting.
Not that I know of. It may be true, but I'm not familiar with that.
Well, that would be great.
Well, if we think about it, I mean, if you think about what you know about the Hocessin area, I don't know that there are congregate meal offerings in that area, so that's an area that I think could use that.
Very
so we're just looking, we're just investigating that at this point.
Very good.
Okay.
Where is the Hocessin facility?
It's co-located with the Hocessin Police Athletic League.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's the big the big building on the right as you head into Hocessin.
I thought that's where it was, but I wasn't positive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but the other exciting news, and this isn't on the list, but I wanted to share it with you, is that we've added a couple of farmers markets. We've been working with Carl Kaubacher and Stu Giroux and the Ren Sirenak, who runs the Carousel Park Farmers Market, to add a farmers market Wednesday evenings at Garfield Park Activity Center, which I'm just thrilled about. And also at Hocassin.
Great.
On Saturdays in the morning. So that's great.
I'm really excited about that.
And another exciting food and health-related development at Ab Jones Senior Center is that they're looking at getting a garden started there, a vegetable garden started. So some good health-related things happening.
Great. Okay. Well, is there anything else anybody else would like to share? Any updates?
Just a question, Susan. Are there senior classes in Clamont or at the Brandywine Town Center, Community Center?
Yes.
I think I've seen the programs before, and they're continuing, and they're healthy?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Attended?
Yeah. Good. Now, when you say Clamont...
The county, if the county's involved in any way, in anything in Clamont. I know we have the Brandywine Town Center, Community Center.
Yeah, most of the activity center programs happen at Brandywine Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's the... you know, the little library there, and there's,
right.
you know, there'll be a groundbreaking tomorrow
yes.
for the new library, which is really exciting.
Yes.
But beyond that, it mm-hmm. would be Brandywine Town Center. Yeah, those continue.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad they're well received.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and once you have the library in Clamont with community rooms, you know, that's also a place
great.
That...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great addition. It's
programming.
Really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, well, I mean, I don't want to keep people longer than we need to, but if you have anything to report, please do. If not, I think what we'll do is move forward with the legislation, and I think at this point, do we want to wait until after the Community Resource Fair in May, just to give us some time to get to work the legislation through and then do a report after that?
Okay.
So... do a meeting in May then.
Lisa, I'm sorry, I just wanted to mention also that we are working on putting together a survey out to the community around the sorts of activities and programs they would like. So we want to get some new input and fresh information from them. So we're developing that right now and hope to have that delivered and some results to look at.
How would you deliver that? Just
I think I'm not intimately involved with the mm-hmm. development of it, so I think they're looking at a variety of different ways, from mm-hmm. the people that are coming into the activity centers to online,
maybe
you know, face-to-face
too, yeah.
libraries, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to get to people that aren't necessarily the regular activity center and senior center attendees, so we get some, you know, mm-hmm. some additional input.
Or how are exercise, yoga, or dance classes doing with seniors? Do we have anything?
Let me take a look at this information I have. I don't have that right off the top of my head, but let me see if there's any. I do have some reports from Ruth Markle, who runs the activity centers, to see. We have recently added Zumba Gold, which is Zumba for seniors, and I think that's popular. Let me see if I have any hard numbers, but if I don't, I can get you those.
Great.
And we can
okay.
email them out to people.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be best.
Okay. Yeah, let me get those, and I'll get them out via email then. Okay. Be sure to do that. Yeah. I don't see any specific numbers, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you get them, just send them
okay.
along and
I'll do that.
Forward them to folks.
Yeah, so you want to know health-related, so yoga...
Yes.
Zumba, anything fitness
yoga,
related
fitness,
for seniors specifically.
Aerobics, dancing
okay.
for seniors, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Weightlifting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Weightlifting.
Mm-hmm.
Tai Chi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I do yoga and regular Zumba dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, I think it's important for seniors to stay physically active, and I'm not going to be running anymore. So
mm-hmm.
It's right. one component of false prevention.
What's that?
It's one component of false prevention.
Yes. Yes.
Balance. Stay active.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yoga, we do some balance. I mean, our balance has improved considerably through yoga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. I'll get that to you just as soon as I can.
Great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask for clarification? We talked about village at one time.
Yes, yes.
Is that being incorporated into the Milford Group? Is that where you're looking? Or am I confused?
No, you are not confused. And no, I don't think we were talking about incorporating that in the Milford Group.
Village?
The village concept. Mm-hmm. That's actually going on in the Brandywine. I mean, it would be very interesting to have. That's a good suggestion, Carol. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can have an update on what they're doing with that.
I spearheaded the Claymont Renaissance, which is a village, walkable village concept.
Well, what Carol is talking about is the idea that in some ways it involves getting groups and people together, people who might need services, people who could offer services, and sort of creating something that you may actually pay something to be part of this
at
village.
Jewish Community Center, yes, the Brandywine Village concept
exactly.
is now launched.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Naturally occurring retirement community.
Right,
yes.
Right.
So people already living in that space want to stay in that space and
exactly.
then help other people
help them
stay
age
in that
in place.
Space. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of the lady that's in charge?
Enza, Providenza Loera.
Yes. Programs, and it's really, we're not inventing the wheel, we're replicating what is working elsewhere.
Yeah, and it started in Massachusetts, I want
yes.
to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the AARP actually has a very nice presentation that some of us saw about a year or so ago on the village concept, and maybe that's something we could do for the next meeting, is to have an update on the Brandywine Village, but also get Kim to, you know, to bring in that.
And another thing that we can add along this line is David Culver and I have had conversations about, once we adopt a comprehensive plan for 2012, which has to be done by June, then we're looking to do an amendment to the Village Hamlet concept, which would allow intergenerational living, spur intergenerational living mm-hmm. in New Castle County, because right now you could go to jail if you tried to build intergenerational housing. It's a sad but true. Brandywine 100 was built on that concept,
yeah.
But then we made mistakes with the Unified Development Code, and what came out of the draft comprehensive plan is moving back in that direction. So I would love to hear David Culver come in and have some dialogue with us to make sure
okay.
that we spur him to continue to move in that direction.
Well, I think this could really move us in another direction then, which I think would be very exciting. So, yeah, let's do some planning around that. That would be very good. But I think if we could get an update on the Brandywine Village maybe in May, that would be a nice thing to do. Okay, very good.
Great
suggestion. Thank you, Carol.
And we'll look at the fourth Tuesday in May. 11th.
Fourth Tuesday. How does that dovetail with like Memorial Day?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's early this year, late this year.
Memorial Day is the 28th.
That's late, so it's late this year. So the fourth Tuesday in May, 1, 8, 15, and 22.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be the week before.
Week before, yes, that works fine.
Yeah,
and,
the 22nd.
And 11 o'clock a.m.?
Yep, that would be good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for coming. That was good.
Thank you. Susan, I just wanted to thank you for collaborating again with the Tally Day Bark Park Citizens Maintenance Day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Happy to help out with that.
Yeah.
You've probably developed a nice core of returning volunteers, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, the Brandywine School District, Bank of America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So can you make sure we're putting it on the website like we did last year with our public information officer?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Jim Grant?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah, that's helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
good.
We'll officially adjourn so they can...
Okay.
So,
great.
Okay. Turn on.
Okay.